I don't know if you've seen the Meesho creator. Their favorite posts are saris under 149 rupees. और वो काट 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 10 साड़ी का डिजाइन दिखा देंगे। तो उसमें क्या होता है, एंगेजमेंट फॉर द क्रिएटर एज वेल एज द कन्वर्जन इज मच मोर ऑप्टिमाइज्ड बिकॉज़ ऑफ द सिलेक्शन। टू गो बैक टू द सेगमेंट्स दैट हैव वर्क फॉर देम आर वेरी इंपल्स फ्रेंड। डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन फॉर अनब्रांडेड डजंट एग्जिस्ट। सो इट इज डेफिनेटली अ यूनिक भारत प्ले। फ्लिपकार्ट फॉर टीयर 3 टीयर 4 स्टार्टेड लूजिंग ऑर्डर्स टू मीशो। लाइक फॉर अ लॉन्गेस्ट टाइम दे कुडंट फिगर आउट कि यार मीशो ऑर्डर कैसे लेके जा रहा
है। ऑलमोस्ट व्हाट 80-85% ऑफ दिस रेवेन्यू इज फुलफिलमेंट रेवेन्यू।
या
दिस इज व्हाट इज मेंशनड हियर, लॉजिस्टिक्स रेवेन्यू।
सो दे कीप विनिंग एज लॉन्ग एज द मर्चेंट्स कीप गेटिंग तो merchant then keeps putting more saris out. Then the affiliate effectively puts more content out. More saris under 999 rupees or whatever it is. देख उतना content बनेगा ना, जितना selection बढ़ता है उतना तुम्हारा content flywheel चलता है।
I think it's a very interesting business. Usually we have heard two-sided marketplace, three-sided marketplace. This is a four-sided marketplace.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 53 of the Asymmetric Podcast. Thank you for all the love. So many of you wished us on the successful completion of 1 year. A lot of you seem surprised or disappointed with the fact that it's only been 1 year or it's already been 1 year. So good to see so many emotions. We are back this week. A little technical, we are looking at evaluating the Meesho DRHP, the business model, the pros and cons of the design choices they have made for the business. What does it mean for the startup ecosystem as well as VCs and large funds that have invested in the business. No recommendation on whether you should invest in the stock or not. Unfortunately, that's not what the channel is about. But we've tried our best to understand what they have done for the better part of the last decade and what could we learn as operators, entrepreneurs from the design choices to be made while building for India as well as for Bharat, like Meesho has. Enjoy this one.
I think it's a very interesting business. Usually we have heard two-sided marketplace, three-sided marketplace. This is a four-sided marketplace where we have consumers, sellers, interestingly, logistic partners also. So unlike all the other marketplaces, which typically will have Amazon has ATS, Flipkart has its own fleet. They don't have their own fleet. So they still continue to operate with an interesting term there was that they are Meesho's logistic software is termed as 4PL. A new term which has come, and then there is content creators. These become part of this four-sided marketplace, and I think the interesting part is that all flow into each other. If you look at the flywheel, all kind of reinforce one another. I think what they've done, especially on the logistic part, is quite fantastic. I think the commerce wheel, I think the overall stab at just taking a very contra position, India specific. While naturally, if you're building a marketplace, you would think, "Yar, high OV karte." It's like very easy to solve. I think that way they've taken this counter position of that we will do low AOV, and the futuristic outlook is that we'll continue to like 100 rupee ka saman bhi deliver machi. We will not shy away from ki 7-800 rupees se niche nahi will apply this XYZ fees. And you look at the scale now, consumers is 200 million transacting users, 500,000 sellers. Practically, look at anyone who's selling in Surat, Janpat, in Delhi. All of those are sellers there. Similarly, I think they've done fantastic work on logistics also. That what they did was that most of the cost in logistics is in the last mile, where they've done extreme fragmentation. So those 85,000 Valmo delivery agents, they've asked like anyone to join in. And content creators also. So while it might look very nascent today, but from a content creation also, 40,000 plus content creators there. I don't even know India mein kitne honge. And by the way, definition mein nahi pata mujhe. We were also arguing kaun creator hai, kaun nahi hai.
My view is, in this flywheel, even though they may have 40,000 creators, like for example, Nykaa also works with about 50,000 creators, but 500 drive about 80% of the GMV out of those. Now, how this shapes up, because their assortment seems to be much wider than a Nykaa. But 80-20 rule apply hoga. So they may go up to like say 100,000 creators, but not more than 10,000 will actually be able to drive traffic on the platform. But still commendable how they are trying to go after, as you said, Bharat and the low value nature of new to commerce customers, if you can call it that. Because most of India, which was tier one, is not new to commerce. They were used to Amazon. Now they are getting used to Quickcom. So Amazon's losing share to Quickcom, therefore they have to react. Even Flipkart, minutes is largely a top 8, top 10 city phenomenon. I don't know if you guys saw the Blinkit commentary where they said 80% of our new dark stores are also coming in the top 8 cities only. Whereas these for these guys, it's very eerie, right? What is tier 3 for us is still almost tier 2 for them. They believe tier 3, tier 3, they serve towns that nobody would have heard of as well. So it's a very, very unique business model built for, I mean, the moats of the business are very clear, right? Yaar, ye, diaspora
interesting, yeah,
really is not being served by any other platform, nor will it be served by any other platform because by design, they believe that jis tarike se hum kar rahe hain, wo koi kar hi nahi payega. Like no other e-commerce platform is going to have such costs.
Very Bharat first business model.
Yeah.
Truly.
Yeah.
But kafi interesting. And the way they have turned around the company also. Na,
it's just incredible.
Quick snapshot of what they were doing and what they're doing now. So interestingly, number of transacting users are going up, you know, increasing almost what? 130 million users to now 200 odd million users. Practically, as you were saying, they are the new to e-commerce go-to platform for India. I think they begin the shopping journey. Interestingly, if you see on the right-hand side top graph, average order value going down, which is what Vidyat has been saying, ki main average order value nahi badhaunga. Which is actually counterintuitive. You know, anyone who runs e-commerce, the go-to strategy is bundling karlo. AOV bada lo, and you know, profitability should follow.
Economics is an outcome of higher AOV. Like even if you've seen the food delivery businesses, they were always losing money. CM went up when AOV went up. Even with Quickcom, we have seen this, we have discussed multiple times, right? Blinkit and Instamart have such difference in unit economics, and the biggest factor is the higher AOV that Blinkit has by design. Because cost of doing business is what it is in tier 1 India. Like you can't reduce that. In fact, it's going up only. It's not coming down. Because what they value convenience more. Inhone anti-convenience le liya. Going back to your price convenience selection framework, they put convenience at the last point and they said price and selection we will drive as the best. Convenience will follow at some point of time or it may never follow. We will just keep playing on price and...
Yeah. I think the interesting one is bottom left one. At this scale also, look at the order frequency is going up from 7.5 to 9. And interestingly, I was reading somewhere, may not be correct, but if 50% of users only transact once a year or are not repeating, then people who are actually repeating, nah, their order frequency is huge. It's probably double of this. Right? So you are looking at 50% of people who are repeating ordering 20 times in a year.
Ispe na, I have a little, if I have a view that people may not like, and I have tremendous respect for this business, but I think there is a little bit of a narrative violation that used to happen for every e-commerce company, but I think is more nuanced for this one. Like if you go back 15 years when e-commerce started to show its teeth, right? We knew that there were some B2B orders where retailers would order. Now we have seen that evolve. Where there are more consumers now on, let's say, on Amazon. But when there is a deep discount period, like the first question I used to ask is, yeah, Diwali ke ek mahine pehle Big Billion Day kyun hoga? Why would the Diwali sale be 1 month before Diwali? And, you know, some of these answers lie there. That a lot of the purchases sometimes in these deep discount periods on e-commerce platforms are actually driven by, let's call it small GT stores that distribution doesn't reach. Like if you go back to what Udaan's thesis was, na, ki GTA and GTB...
Even Meesho ke case mein toh wo true hi hai because they started as a reselling platform.
Correct.
In fact, today also, if you go na, on their checkout, there is a tab or a checkbox which says that, are you trying to resell? And then it opens up a KR ID or margin and then not.
Correct. So,
I think it's a fair assumption because you're saying ki reseller order kar raha hoga.
Not just resellers, but, Meesho, if you think about it, just finishing that thought, Udaan's first pitch was that GTC and GTD ko koi service nahi karta. Even a Unilever needs a distributor that doesn't service a GTC or a GTD store. And ABCD is, you know, A is obviously your Bombay, Delhi, etc. B is next town. C is even more hinterland. D is matlab wahan pe to electricity bhi abhi pichle 5 saal mein aayi rahogi. Right? Like there are these villages that still have one kirana shop that will have, let's say, a Dove or a Sunsilk shampoo or maybe some soap or etc. And Udaan's view was that we will get distribution there even for a Unilever, right? I actually think the economics there didn't work out. But if you think about what Meesho is doing and their serviceability aspect for these tier 3, tier 4 towns, it's not just resellers. I could argue that a lot of these purchases are also driven by retail shops that don't have a distributor who's servicing them on a regular basis. And because the brand's discovery is now happening on Instagram or a YouTube, even in those towns, there is no reason why there will not be some demand where that shopkeeper would be buying once a year. Because I think the nuance is in two, three things. One is the AOV. Second is the COD percentage and the frequency. All of these combined just sort of seem to indicate that there is enough reseller plus B2B, if I can call it. It's not purely consumer as a play here, but nothing to take away from the business.
Taking
I'm just saying that
them,
this is a nuance that will never find itself in the main narrative. Ki we are servicing the retailers who are offline in the... like technically they are a distributor. Like in some ways you could label this as a distribution business also, but I don't think that narrative will ever come because a distributor valuation is not the same as a retailer valuation. So I don't think this will ever be uttered by anyone inside the company, but it may actually be true that they are as much a distributor as they are a retailer. Maybe I'm being harsh and this is not from a valuation or a judgment perspective, but I just think reality for a lot of these segments, beauty, personal care, especially home and kitchen, kids and baby, footwear, accessories and apparel, these are all unbranded categories. So the other thing is, if you see Meesho Mall is a new concept which is branded, but 95% of their GMV is unbranded. That also finds itself again to the narrative that distribution for unbranded doesn't exist. So it's possibly a unique, it is definitely a unique Bharat play, but there could be a nuance that there is a lot more distributor type of behavior to the business than just retail. And that's a nuance that I'm sure the internal team keeps figuring out how to solve for.
I'm sure वो Amazon में भी होता है. Of course, यहाँ पे as a percentage ज़्यादा होता होगा.
Correct.
But happens in all marketplaces, right? I think before we, you know, go ahead and deep dive on the business, I think this is an interesting one as they line up for IPO, all planned to list around 7.5-8 billion. This is what it means for at least few of the major investors. Elevation, which was the first one to get in, is possibly would be looking at close to $1 billion of liquid position.
So a small correction there, Chirag. Venture Highway was the first to get in. They've already removed a lot of money. So the reason the returns look a little lower there is because two things. One is I think they've already removed enough because they entered at like, I think, some 5 million valuation. So at 3.5 billion, they were already sitting on massive. Second, they later, because largely Venture Highway one was Neeraj Arora, who was the CBO of WhatsApp's personal wealth. They also invested more later. Hmm. So that's why the returns look off. But the earliest investor was actually Venture Highway.
Oh, hai na, niche hai na, 1.6%.
Yeah. Even Y Combinator.
Y Combinator, 100 million exit. Crazy, dude.
Yeah. They were first of YC company, crazy. I think.
Yeah, they also got flipped. They also flipped, na?
Correct.
Interestingly, correct. But what we were discussing, that this is also a fund 5 company for Elevation. Mm. So that fund is like giving crazy returns.
Yeah, is
it the best fund for Elevation till date?
Would be. Considering UC's position also would be large. And I don't know if Swiggy's fund 4 or fund 5, but I think just UC plus this would be just spectacular, right? I mean, it's easily a 5x plus fund, which is, again, what we were discussing in the last episode. That should become the base.
So, UC, Swiggy, Paytm and ShareChat. Some part of Paytm and ShareChat. These are big ones from Fund 5, at least what we could figure out.
So, it could end up being a 6x, 7x kind of fund on a 350 million, which is absolutely crazy. Yeah, it could
interesting.
Definitely be the best fund at that size for sure.
Hmm. Interesting. So finally, I think
a lot of these are Mukul's. A lot of these are Mukul's investments.
No, UC was Ravi and Vidul. Swiggy was Deepak, Karg and Mukul both. Paytm was again Ravi largely, but I think
Ravi
Mukul used to be on the board later. And what? ShareChat was
Meesho.
Meesho is Mukul. ShareChat was Mayank. So well distributed. I mean, of course. Mukul has a decent share, but I think that way, you know, there's an interesting thing I had once learned from a very well-established VC fund. They said every partner should have one fund returner and then our business works. That's the way the GPs think about it. कि हर फंड में लेट्स से देयर आर यू टेक 30 शॉट्स एंड लेट्स से देयर आर 5 पार्टनर्स सो यू रफली एंड अप ऑन एवरेज टेकिंग 5 टू 6 शॉट्स ईच इन दोस 5 टू 6 शॉट्स एज लॉन्ग एज यू गेट वन फंड रिटर्नर और इवन हाफ अ फंड रिटर्न इज अ गुड बेस केस बिकॉज सी लक प्लेज अ रोल समटाइम्स राइट लाइक लेट्स से यू आर अ फाइनेंशियल सर्विसेज एक्सपर्ट एंड द एंटायर एनबीएफसी industry goes through a problem. Like sometimes there are cyclicities also in this, right? Like RBI has broadly made it hard for fintechs to make disproportionate outcomes because they keep changing the rules every year. So half to 1x pe agar aap base case underwrite karte ho per GP, you know, so let's say you have a 15% hit ratio, one out of your six becomes a fund returner, then that's the way to play the game. So, and I think that largely plays out in the best funds. Which is again this case, right? Like Mayank has one, Vidula has one, Mukul has two, Ravi has two, and that's the way the fund. And if you instead of one get two, then automatically the fund becomes a 6x fund instead of a 3 to 4x.
Yeah, I think this is what we were discussing in the last episode also. Na, clearly looks like ab VCs paisa bana rahe. At least some of the bets are giving fruits.
Yeah,
some liquid positions are coming to light. Hopefully, it should be even better from here.
Yeah.
I think OB, you know, if you look at it, I think this has also played out in cycles, right? We had peak and elevation. I think next cycle, next 5 years possibly is going to be Matrix Z47. Because their bets are still in the making. Or do they have any big one outside of Captain Fresh?
Oh, Razorpay will go. All business will go. Let's say it will take the 18 to 24 months for these two to IPO. So it's a fair point, actually. Like your basically your maturity of portfolio takes let's take 8 to 15 years. So it all depends on like for example Pine Labs for peak would be a 2006 bet. So that has taken a lot of time to mature, right? Meesho is a little faster than other, right? It's a very rare business that is going IPO in less than 10 years, right? But a Lenskart, for example, all the early guys had to exit. So 2008 company. I think IDG backed it in 2000 now, which is called Chirate, 2010-11. So they had to exit by the time. Or even a First Cry, which Elevation was a part of. Because 8-10 years were done, they started exiting, taking chips off the table at billion, billion and a half. Eventually, it went IPO at 3 billion. So I think maturity pe depend karta, it's a fair point that, let's say, a fund that started deploying a lot more later, like Z47, uska portfolio will mature over the next 2 years and then you should see the same cycle. Touchwood, IPO markets continuing to be the way they are.
But I think एक और interesting चीज interesting होगा देखना time to IPO.
Yeah, that from is I think
inception is that reducing. Let's say Meesho is less than 10 years. What comes to your mind which is less than 10 years?
I think Zepto could go in 2 years, no? Which is a 2020 company. So
Zepto would be
ideally 7-8 साल में. Yeah. I don't see a reason why it can't. Or it'll broadly have to tap more capital.
Grow is 2015.
Grow is No. 18. 2018 company hai, bro.
So, wo bhi less than 10 mein ho jayegi.
Correct. You're right. I think companies are scaling faster and therefore this our 15-18 year cycle is now crunched to 10-12 years, which...
Mama Earth went in 6 years, yeah. 6 or 7 years. 2015, 2016 to 2021, 2022.
2023, right? 8 years. Yeah. Thoda rare case hai, lekin meko lagta hai.
Yeah, but I think, Devan, ki... There are like not 1-2 company ab dikh rahe hain.
Yeah, bahut clear. Like if you are winner, I think clearly market deepening ka clarity hai na ye ki agar market deeps ho rahi hai to your good companies that have strong scalable PMF will get to sizable outcomes very quickly, which is also showing signs of a healthier venture return kind of market. Actually, the other thing I'm looking at this is it's great for SoftBank, right? Who's been illiquid for so long. There's potentially another $1 billion. Prosus, which is a balance sheet, they don't have to exit. They'll keep this position. They have
Prosus
no reason.
Ke liye toh bahut badhiya hai. SoftBank ke liye this might be a drop in the ocean.
No, but still their India portfolio is done very well. By the way, Lenskart, their position is huge. So Lenskart, Meesho, a lot of these positions give them much needed liquidity and returns. So their India book will roughly give them a 2x at that scale. They would have invested like 5 billion to flip 4-5 billion and make over time 10 billion at that scale is a massive good outcome.
Yeah, agree.
Prosus, Westbridge, these are all balance sheets, by the way. Like, they're all long-only, patient capital that they don't need to exit. I think ye recycle hoga, achha lagega ye. Ye Prosus, Westbridge wala sab capital hai na, ye sara recycle.
Yeah, this will come back. You saw this graph. This is stores per million population in India. I was wondering, eyewear is only at 60.
मतलब फेयर कंपैरिजन नहीं है. दवाइयां सबको लगती है, चप्पल सब पहनते हैं, चार चार पहले तीन पहनते थे अब चार पहनते हैं. लाइक आवर पेरेंट्स वुड हैव वन पेयर ऑफ चप्पल.
ब्रो हम तीनों चश्मा लगा के बैठे हैं. मतलब ऑल आई वाज सेइंग इज दैट लुक एट द अपॉर्चुनिटी फ्रॉम हियर ऑन आल्सो फॉर लेंस कार्ड.
Yeah, frequency of purchase also much lower, no? Eyewear ka wahi hota hai. What Lenskart is trying to do is increase frequency of purchase by making it fashion. Reduce the price, make people buy it every 3-4 months, or at least wardrobe, eyewear. Ki aaj is in kapdon ke saath ye 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 frame, aaj kal in kapdon ke saath wo frame. Someone like me wears the same frame for like 5 years.
Bro, aap thode na Gen Z ho. Abhi to humne discuss kara tha ki wo logo ko perfume chahiye yoga session ke liye alag, fir date ke liye alag, office ke liye alag, Raven se mil rahe hain to alag. CEO.
No, but
crazy.
Increasingly, I'm seeing eyewear more as a fashion statement from folks. So, I agree on the opportunity. While I don't agree with the comparison and the way the chart was put up, but I agree on the opportunity. I'm pretty sure ye Lenskart ke investor pitch se nikala hoga kisi ne. Maybe quite possible. Yeah, if a journalist has got it, I'm sure it's from that kind of source only.
हाँ वो तो रेड शेयर ने कराया ना तो रेड शेयर तो ये सब करता ही है.
That's how you will position ना शांतनु. तो मेरे का पहले लोग इतना कम ट्रिम करते थे, नाउ एक्स नंबर ऑफ पीपल हैव दाढ़ी, बट देखो इतने कम ट्रिमर के ऑप्शन है. सो दिस इट्स अ गुड सेलिंग पॉइंट, बट आई एग्री विद द अपॉर्चुनिटी दैट इट्स स्टिल, यू कैन स्टिल ग्रो इन इंडिया. दो आई डोंट नो इफ यू सॉ द Lenskart DRHP वेयर द ग्रोथ साइज एंड प्रॉफिटेबिलिटी इज ऑल ग्लोबल, इट्स नॉट इंडिया. वी शुड मेबी डू अ सेपरेट एपिसोड ऑन द Lenskart ये, बट इट्स नॉट
जैकेट जोन्स वन. नो
ओनडेज जापान का, दिस वाज अ वेरी लेगेसी
ओनडेज. Yes.
Interesting.
There's also okay, premiumization in India. Like if you go to a Lenskart store in India, they upsell the Owndays as a Japanese technology. So it's premiumization on this also. Anyway, we should come back to Misho. But what is what okay, I'm very happy to see is NMV going up. Like the cancellations and RTOs have reduced over the last 2 years.
So let me explain. This is 50,000 FY25, 50,000 crores of GMV. They had RTO / cancellation of 20,000 crores. So 30,000 crores of NMV, which was always, you know, this is a COD heavy market, probably 90% plus. They have put in a lot of efforts to reduce this. From a revenue point of view, they are close to now 10,000 crores of revenue. The interesting part is if you look at revenue as a percentage of NMV, it's 31%. Like if you like to like compare this with Amazon, right? Amazon with a GMV business, right? So marketplaces, this is 20%.
But ye log commission
right, so in spite of not correct so in spite of not earning through commissions on sellers, the way they go about it, 90 almost what 80-85% of this revenue is fulfillment revenue,
yeah,
which is what is mentioned here, logistics revenue. The interesting part, I think a few things which caught my eye was that CM of course now has improved. I think FY23, you know, it was a scary situation for the company where they were like 1600-1700 crores of negative EBITDA.
Yeah.
Right, and see how that has improved in a year. There has been one single change which has happened because of Almo, which I'll explain. It is an interesting thing. And whatever they make on top of it, like they have now ads, which is now almost 5-7% of revenue and other value-added services, etc. All of them are like good, clean margin businesses. So the only thing which they've had to solve, which is a difficult one, is logistics. Which they have, in my view, solved really, really well. New bets are still small, but I think they can continue to build on top of it. It's a large platform, 200 million active shoppers, super frequency. The hard problems at least looks like, you know, solving for COD, solving for fulfillment are done. If you compare Meesho to Shopee, which is a similar type platform in Indonesia, right? Shopee tried to enter India, did enter India and then retracted. Similarly, Meesho, by the way, has done Indonesia and then come back. But if you compare, Shopee, by the way, on a fulfillment, they have very less. You look at the revenue streams, fulfillment fee is like less than 1/4 for them, which is 85% for Meesho. So revenue streams are entirely different. Their ads is 30-40%. Other seller, they have a BNPL of their own, etc., which is another 40-45%. Their take rate on a GMV is 12%, whereas this is 19%. On NMV, it is 31-30%. China mein jabki ulta chalta hai. China mein nobody makes money on fulfillment. Everyone, the Pinduodos of the world and Taobao, they make 50% of the revenue from ads.
Actually, that's the interesting part that I'm hearing. Ki yahan pe to ad revenue abhi shuru hua hai. So the upside is lot if they can crack the ad model as well.
Hard, but tough to crack hai. Wouldn't you say that this market will ad be as significant as, let's say, Shopee, Amazon, Flipkart? But it definitely has huge headroom here.
It depends on if they can go branded. Mujhe lag raha hai, branded will grow faster than unbranded because they have now started focusing on branded. That's my limited point. So if I want to grow ad revenue, first I have to increase my branded portion. Then brands will sell because the unorganized sellers will not do brand ad spends because they're not running large businesses. Jahan pe ek, you know, PPC buyer hai jo search pe click kar raha, bol raha hai ki. In fact, their ads platform also will evolve, in my view. It may end up being a little bit more creator commerce there because that's their flywheel. If you go back to their flywheel.
It is less to do with what tech they have built, that they would have to build. I think they will definitely build. Will the consumer evolve at that pace? Their underlying consumer. India for consumer who has less discretionary income, will it evolve to a branded purchase at that pace is the question.
But yaar, again, go back. Let's assume Honasa with Mamaearth, which is the deepest brand for them in Bharat, which is India 3, India 4, is doing 8 to 10 crores a month. Let's say it is resellers and chote mote kirana shops buying it also. You still want... So we don't know whether it is consumer or a reseller or a ye. But abhi agar 10 crore mahina, matlab saal ka 100 crore ka agar mera GMV, NMV aa raha hai on Meesho as a channel, if I am the Mamaearth brand manager, ki mere 1000 crore ke saal mein 100 crore yahan se aa raha hai, I will start spending more here automatically to see growth aati hai ki nahi na karke. That's my limited point. Consumer may or may not involve, but agar Mamaearth ke liye 1000 crore mein 100 crore aa raha hai, all I'm saying is ad revenue will go up if there are more brands who see depth here. That's all I'm saying.
Isn't that what Paytm Mall also tried to do?
I don't think Paytm Mall had this base of
customers. They also, potentially, they had customer which was anyways buying branded. Right? What I'm trying to say is it might become 10% of the business. Aisa nahi hoga ki it is going to be the game. Right, that's all I'm trying to say.
Plus, I think going back, I think the traditional sense of ads say better is mein na, because their flywheel, and I'm assuming they let their flywheel run and they design the model around the flywheel, they may also design more ad models around feeding that flywheel, which is they may encourage brands and resellers and sellers to fuel the creator marketplace. Ki aap affiliate pe thoda lo. Like, for example, India Amazon and US Amazon, there's a very big difference in the way that affiliate marketing works in US Correct. Amazon, where brands can spend on affiliate marketing. India, mein, there is no such program because Amazon hasn't actually invested in creating this creator flywheel.
I think they have done. So, as I was saying, almost 40,000 content creators. My sense is today 2 to 3,000 crores of NMV is flowing via these creators already. Right. So, if companies doing 20,000 crores of NMV, then 5% is already happening.
Yeah, so ye, because they have followed the...
And ispe wo commission banate hain. Ispe wo commission bhi banate hain.
Correct. So because they have followed the China model and the Southeast Asia model compared to the US e-commerce model, I think this is exactly what I was saying, that their ad revenue will actually come on this side, on the live commerce and this sale. They will try and enable that more.
Correct. So this is an interesting piece. By the way, what's your sense? I think we have been debating this for almost 5 years now, ki India mein content creation commerce will happen. We have invested in few angel companies also around those things. But finally, is it coming? Looking like early now, finally, the signals are like really green.
So this model works only on marketplaces. The reason to buy on D2C is today broken because marketplaces offers you price and selection and some convenience. The problem is people only buy on D2C if the price is disproportionately different. Because content creators say, if you're going to pay me a percentage of GMV, then I need to have a high conversion. And there is higher conversion on a Nykaa or a Myntra or a Meesho versus a D2C website where the selection is by design chota. So unless you're doing a buy one, get one.
But this selection matter karega, kyunki main to inspired hoon from a content which is being created by a creator which I tend to follow. So does a wide selection matter more for me? Because so, today also what we know is a lot of traffic on D2C comes from discovery.
So it's not
like they're not looking for, like, I need.
you're not looking at selection for the consumer, you're looking at selection for the creator. So creator ka kya hota na? Like, I don't know if you've seen the Meesho creators. Their favorite posts are saris under 149 rupees. Aur wo khat 10 sari ka design dikha denge. To usme kya hota hai? Pehle to engagement badh jata hai because it's very clear hook for the Bharat Janta. Lipsticks under 99 rupees that look great on you this Diwali. And then khat dal denge wo log, right? Now I am intrigued. And when you click, it will take you to the Meesho category page of lipsticks. So the conversion increases because tum koi na koi to shade tumhe, tum brand agnostic ho tum. So that way, na, Chirag, the engagement for the creator as well as the conversion is much more optimized because of the selection. This is what I'm saying. Versus a creator coming and saying, this is the best trimmer in the market and why you should buy this. So A, it's a little salesy. So the engagement is a little lower. Second, you're only relying on tabhi ke tabhi moment ki aaj mujhe trimmer lene ka man hai, aaj main maat, in-market audience hai wo. To hi wo click kare kharidegi wo. Whereas the aam janta na, jisko 99 ka lipstick kabhi kabhi wo impulse pe kharid lete. That's why if you go back to the segments that have worked for them, no, are very impulse friendly.
But Revan, wohi to change nahi ho raha hai. If, let's say, if I were to ask you, Shantanu, your consumer survey, what do they indicate that today's consumer has how many trimmers?
So if a consumer is already in the category, then they have at least two trimmers. At least.
So Revan, wo thoda, dekho, lagta hai ki, I think all of this is also changing. Ki wo problem solution nahi hai. It's mostly becoming, chalo yaar, ye aur try kar lete hain. Everyone is having
wardrobing three more. Everyone is wardrobing everything.
Main uspe bol raha tha ki kyunki most of these purchases are today fashion inspired. Wo wardrobing bol raha hai. Ki aisa nahi hai, mujhe chahiye. But mujhe dikh gaya, chalo badhiya le lo.
I'm still not seeing a add to cart happening till people give that 50% off. Like, I see a lot of creators pushing sales, but price, agar na ho na, to uske beyond mereko conversion nahi dikh raha hai. Awareness consideration aayi hai, conversion nahi dikhta. Aur problem is affiliates by design are paid on conversion. So their incentives are aligned to conversion, not to awareness and consideration. Wo mereko thoda flaw lagta hai, D2C brand. Like, if I am, again, because Honasa does this once a quarter, wo buy one, get one chalate hafte ke liye. For Mamaearth, us period mein I would green light all affiliates and say, bhai, daba ke becho. Main aapko sale pe commission dunga. But uske bina, I don't know if people will end up transacting. Whereas a marketplace doesn't need to do that. Yeah, they can just do it purely on selection.
I don't have data for this, but generally when I speak to a lot of founders, especially in beauty, a lot of them are relying on at least creators.
They do, 100%. But I don't know if it's affiliate versus fixed paid creators. What we are talking here is affiliates.
Wo fixed pay ko, maybe that's another for another time. Ki fixed pay ko evolve karne ke liye kya hoga? Oh, sorry.
If you see this ko. China, Indonesia jo bol raha ho na, aur main jo bol raha hu ki Meesho yahan jayega, it's not a fixed pay model. It's a affiliate model where they get paid per order.
Mm-hmm.
Which exists on Amazon US also, by the way. Which is what TikTok as a model is. Which is, you know, wo model at least, I think, like again, how TikTok has, again, China, mein jaise Douyin ne solve kiya hai wo. These by design get solved if the transaction is closed via a marketplace, or at least how Douyin operates is, it doesn't seem like you're going on a transaction app. You're, tum wahi ke wahi entertainment mein hi niche pop-up aata hai, wahi check, wahi click kar rahe ho, address saved, khatam ho gaya.
Yeah.
I wish India gets there at some point of time. I don't know how to solve the price value equation there.
Okay, going back. You know, what is super interesting here is the, while we are discussing the other ads revenue and other seller fees, I think the way they have gone about solving the fulfillment fee, which is today almost 85% of revenue, is insane. Look at this revenue per order and how direct costs have in line with that come out. More explained here, look at how the fulfillment costs have come down for Meesho at scale.
Crazy, yaar. It's crazy.
Like the right side green graph, 35 rupees per order. I think that is what makes this business so beautiful.
Yeah.
And what has happened is that for the longest time, they were, of course, getting more 3PLs to participate and getting them to get best rates, right, for themselves. But I think in 2023-24, they hit a roadblock saying that we can't go below it. And then they build this tech layer of Valmo, which is, at least what I know of, is ki pure ek order ko bhi first mile, mid mile, last mile mein divide kar do, and then ask people to participate and take different first mile, mid mile, last mile orders. Right, that's what they've done. And in last mile, they've got this like long tail fleet participation, which has happened, which has brought this cost down. They've passed on certain amount of the cost, but I think that has improved their margin also, have ensured that they can continue to support low AOV products also, which is in my view, like fantastic execution. Because if you ask anyone from logistics, they will say, ki yaar pehle hi consumer experience kharab hota hai, agar aap multiple logistic providers ko dete ho, right? If you start now delivering the or distributing the order to first mile, let's say Shadow Factory ke jayega, mid mile load share karega, and then last mile ek delivery company karegi. Then imagine there are like many hands which are touching, and potentially the screw up of experience can happen at multiple places then. But one, I think it goes to their category that as you were discussing, that this is a price conscious segment and not a convenience, like 3 din mega versus 4 din mega doesn't matter a lot. COD, I haven't paid upfront. All of that adds in, but I think they've built in that insight and then executed really well. Bahut hi badhiya execution kara hai from a, you know, like almost two-thirds orders are now all on this model. Like, which is crazy.
ये तो बहुत ही बढ़िया किया यार. मतलब
I think this is a single biggest lever which has turned the company profitable.
100%.
85% revenue यहाँ से आता है यार.
They banned the whole saving.
They don't charge anything to the customer also. Like Swiggy, they might start एक दो रुपए भी लेने लग जाएंगे ना. तो at their scale, this can like this is the beauty of building a platform / marketplace. That there are so many transactions happening, just able to squeeze out a rupee here.
Yeah.
And you suddenly like throwing out cash.
Yeah. I think that they also do it beautifully, by the way. They'll never charge platform fees. If you go back to the previous slide where they you were showing, right, ki kitna wo log kama rahe hai revenue aur kitna ye hai. You know, right, like Flipkart has now followed this. Flipkart used to charge a commission. Now they have reduced their commission down and said, we will do the same thing that Meesho is doing. Which is, by the way, they just ask for two pricing from the seller. Ki what is the price you want to sell to the user at? And what is the... So if you don't pass on any price difference, let's say you keep a zero margin and you want to sell at MRP, let's take a brand, let's say Bombay Shaving Company Trimmer at 1,000 rupees and you list it at 999 like you listed on Amazon. Okay. So what ends up happening is the consumer or the whoever is the reseller, the buyer on the Meesho platform sees 999 plus 50 rupees shipping fee. So if you do, and then order in yate. So if you want orders, they will tell you, guide you that aap minus 50 rupees karo ya minus 55 ya minus 60 jo their number and revenue per order. And they then say ki shipping free ho gayi fir customer ke liye. To order aa jate hain. And then they book this 999 minus let's say 50 rupees that Shantanu has put as the, they pay you that. They charge the customer that and they pay you that and they take this 55 as their revenue. So by, it's like a, it's again a left pocket, right pocket saying hum commission nahi lete hai. Tum lete ho commission. But you shipping as a revenue le rahe ho technically, and you are managing this cost. Now Flipkart has smartened up and said, "Bhai, ye to gajab hai." Because what happens now is Meesho by design always has the lowest price, because consumer sees minus 50 rupees everywhere. So Flipkart for tier 3, tier 4 started losing orders to Meesho. Like for the longest time, they couldn't figure out ki yaar Meesho order kaise leke ja raha hai. Fir realize hua by define pricing hi kam hai. So Flipkart changed its entire platform and said, "This is how we will operate now," because they had to match pricing. Right? Because consumer sees lesser than MRP. Let's say somebody is selling at MRP. So they see lesser than MRP. Technically, it shows as a discount to the consumer. Because Meesho is saying, logistics to hum apne paiso pe kar rahe, aapko kya farak pad raha hai? Aap pass on kar lo and brand is okay. Because it's an inclusive pricing that they are getting. Right? Whereas Flipkart and Amazon used to charge logistics separately. Warehousing and logistics fee would be separate. Ye log bol rahe, humara koi kharcha nahi hai, sir. Hum sab kuch humne isme absorb kar liya hai karke. But they don't have any warehousing logistics cost because it's a pure technology platform. The logistics provider comes to your warehouse or the seller's warehouse or seller's premises, picks it up and then delivers it. So they have truly built a asset light
thin stack.
Very, asset very, very thin stack. Jahan pe unka koi kharcha hi nahi hai. It's a pure technology business. Whereas an Amazon, Flipkart, Blinkit, these are all heavy asset, thick stack, massive complexity business where each one of these layers that they own has an efficiency that has to be pulled or technically as a fees that they have to charge to the seller or the buyer. Inhone kya kiya na, bahut hi beautifully har cheez hata ke bol di ki yaar ye hai aur simplify kar diya sab kuch. And that's why I believe nobody else can end up doing this because they have designed their business for deep scale for Bharat. And they have not set the wrong expectation ki 4 din mein order aayega. Like the single biggest thing that is still painful for a Meesho order is that it takes 7 to 12 days for the order to get delivered. 7 to 12. Like I don't think 5 din se kam mein kuch deliver hota hi hai. Aur 5 din bhi tab hoga jab koi bahut hi close hai, like tu Delhi mein hai aur tu Delhi mein order kar raha hai. Aur seller ke wahan se same day pickup ho gaya. Actually to unbranded ke liye to pickup hi 3-4 din baad hota hai. Because if you are a seller who's doing let's say 10 orders a day, the logistics guy is not going to come and pick it up every day. Wo bolega bunch up karo sare order tab aunga karke main. To average pickup time hi 4 din hai. So 15-15 din agar kaun sa consumer rukta hai jisko koi aur service hi nahi kar raha.
Hey, you're so right that they have actually built a very asset light or thin stack way. Like for example, for reducing COD RTO, a platform would apply intelligence and then, you know, would do prepaid discounting, etc., etc. On their dashboard, they give this choice to the seller saying, aapka is product mein RTO zyada hai, do you want to give prepaid discount? They are not making that choice. So, wahan pe wo functionality hai. Aap jao, aap bolo, yaar, mereko 10 rupay off dena hai prepaid pe. Wo wahan live ho jayega. Right? Typically, on a marketplace, you won't get these functionalities as a seller.
Yeah.
Marketplace will say, I will control, it's my consumer and then do. So, that way, I think it's phenomenal execution here. Phenomenal. At this scale.
Yeah, I like the design choices. I think design choices, jo tu bol raha na, ki
marketplaces
pride themselves on owning the consumer. Oh, bahut protective hote hain. Ki mere warehouse pe do to hi, jab tum, like Amazon is very clear, right? If you keep the material in their warehouse, then it shows faster shipping. Automatically, the algo penalizes you if you're selling from your own warehouse.
Yeah.
Here, there is fully democracy. Bhai, tum seller ho, tum buyer ho, main sirf beech ka ek pure marketplace ho, jo tum dono ko enable kar raha ho, and I will try and in the purest form they are trying to play the marketplace game.
They are bahut interesting hai. Jaise ek aur cheez hai which they do very interestingly is because ye segment mein bahut sara long tail seller hai. Right? To usko jo hai na, like they pay out in anywhere between 10 to 20 days. So it's a negative working capital business. That capital is also available to them. And at this scale, that's like quite a sum. ऐसा इनको mostly cash ही collect करना पड़ता है ना,
but cash आने में time लगता है ना यार, tier 4 गांव से cash आते आते 15 दिन लग जाएंगे तुमको, because the logistics guys also charge for cash handling. So 15 दिन order पहुंचते 15 दिन cash आने के लिए, then you are paying out. So a seller would have to sometimes wait 60 days to get paid.
And imagine ना, ये सब monetization अभी सब possible हो जाएगा. You know, all these long tailers, sellers, आप इसको 0.5% पे, you know, they pay out early. Once the product is delivered, return window is out. All of that monetization, fintech wala pura, like, is yet to kick in.
Yeah, yeah. Yahan to bahut badhiya hoga. Technically, if you can...
In sabko chahiye hota yaar. Enterprise ko nahi chahiye hota early settlement. Branded walo ko nahi chahiye hota. But all of these sellers would want.
Small sellers would want money quickly.
Haan,
matlab ek tanke
mein loan de do. So, multiple facets na, I think once they have cracked the logistic part ki, yaar, yahan paisa lose nahi karenge, yahan paisa banane lag jayenge.
Yeah.
I think once that is done, they're a phenomenal business, yaar.
Yeah.
Right, with the optionalities it has. With this consumer, as you were saying, ki will at some point of time will buy branded, right? At some point will buy branded. This is a large platform play, will be in existence for a long time. They'll continue to evolve as the market evolves with so many optionalities. Fintech bacha hai, insurance bacha hai isme, merchant side financing bacha hai, consumer financing bacha hai, right? So consumer a lot of those things can be
with such high COD, but I agree on the other side. Because merchant, I actually think that they are the one of the few marketplaces who are very merchant first, if you think about it. Because by design, they are not trying to own. Baki sare marketplaces kya ho rahe na? They are more consumer-centric than merchant-centric. And that's why over time, merchants get a little annoyed because they keep increasing fees. Like, not Blinkit is increasing storage. Jaise they have moved to inventory model, ab 4 fees aur add ho gayi hai. And profitability pressure hai. So they will always charge more from the merchant because take rate bada raha hai. Ads plus commission hamesha badhte hi rahega because that is the only way you will exercise your profitability window. Right? But these guys, if you see, they seem to be very merchant focused because they understand that a true marketplace, go back to the flywheel, is more sellers will automatically get more buyers. You don't need a massive marketing flywheel to get more buyers. You just need a very, very strong seller first mentality. To keep increasing the selection. And selection and best
price. That's a very interesting point.
Mujhe lag raha hai ki they are far more merchant first in their design of the business than consumer first.
Yeah.
Isn't this an opportunity Paytm actually had? what Meesho.
That's what he's saying, na? Paytm Mall had the opportunity, but they
couldn't. But Paytm Mall is a separate opportunity, by the way. Mall is a branded store.
No, not Paytm Mall, as in, not mall as in the way we were discussing in China marketplaces, but more like, you know, merchant first, lending as an opportunity, putting the QR code in every, you know, every nook and corner of the country.
But e-commerce mindset is bahut alag hai na. Lending to kar raha hai. Paytm ka lot business is merchant lending only.
Yeah.
No, I said they would have had the Meesho opportunity when they started marketplaces.
Ideally, yes. But thodi na, I've realized one
thing.
I think
Revant wale point hai, I think they are a consumer focused company.
Yeah.
So they haven't gone deeper on the merchant and said merchant ki aur problem solve karte ki ye merchant aur bhi kahin to bech raha hoga to chalo hamare se. I think that's where they have been focusing more on consumer.
Yeah,
ye bahut alag nuance hai. If you think about it, ye marketplaces mein constant battle hota hai on merchant side and consumer side, and over time generally consumer side business and product folks will start getting more and more bandwidth of the engineering team. Whereas, actually, if you see a marketplace needs to keep continuously solving for merchants because demand aana hi aana hai if you have the best price and best selection. Like, think about it. Like, a Blinkit is designed around convenience and speed. So, they are putting more and more dark stores. Now, us dark store mein, once you have the core top three sellers of each category, consumer ab kahin nahi jana. Whereas, Meesho pe, it's a full democratic. Tu koi bhi jayega. Itna hi, like, it's open for all. There is no preferential, there is no favoritism. Like, you can just list and you can do what you want, which is again, like, the business is designed automatically kiya merchant friendly raho karke. Like, I don't know if you realize how co-working spaces work. Like, if there's a large WeWork that's going IPO, so think about it, right? 70-80% pe break even ho jata hai. Uske baad the sales guy will be like, every seat I will sell, I will keep increasing the price because I have to maximize EBITDA per center. So the first guy who anchors,
pe kuch bhi deal milta hai.
Correct. Mall mein H&M ko agar anchor karna hai, ya Shoppers Stop ko anchor karna hai, they will get preferential rates because you need one cinema, one ye, one all of those. But uske baad every store, they'll keep jacking up the rates. And if you are in a competitive category, teen Indian Indian ethnic wear wale hai, to chauthe wale ko to bahut hi mehenga dena padega ghusna hai to. Kyunki wo mall wale ko koi incentive nahi hai chautha wale ko lene ke liye. Teen mein to mera customer khush ho jayega na. So effectively, correct. Every marketplace by design or mall is also a kind of limited marketplace. By design, always starts getting constraints over time. Because there is no long tail depth. Whereas iska business to pura long tail hai. Pura unbranded hai. So they keep winning as long as the merchants keep getting ganda. So merchant then keeps putting more saris out. Then the affiliate effectively puts more content out. More saris under 999 rupees or whatever it is. देख उतना कंटेंट बनेगा ना, पहले लिपस्टिक बिक रही थी, अब काजल बिकेंगे उसके अंदर, तो वो जितना सिलेक्शन बढ़ता है उतना तुम्हारा कंटेंट फ्लाईव्हील चलता है. तो बाय डिजाइन मर्चेंट्स आई थिंक इट्स फार मोर डेमोक्रेटिक एज अ साइड. एंड मेरे को लगता है वो डिजाइन डीएनए, आई डोंट नो इफ इट्स प्लान्ड और हैज जस्ट हैपेंड, बट मुझे लग रहा है कि टॉप डाउन जब व्हेनेवर विद इन द मैनेजमेंट टीम थिंक्स अबाउट समथिंग ना,
एंड मे बी द वे दे इनक्यूबेटेड द बिजनेस ना, लाइक यू गो बैक टू डे 1, इट वाज अ रीसेलर बिजनेस, तो उससे थोड़ा डीएनए सेट हो गया होगा.
That's a very good point.
You know,
ki reseller ko khush rakho.
Reseller ko khush rakho.
So, very good point. Ki yaar wo DNA continue hua hai. That's a, I think it, by the way, if you look at a corollary moat, like I know we keep talking Bharat and logistics, I think the design and cultural moat is just this, just merchant backward thought process. Automatically, then you are doing things so differently compared to everybody else.
Interesting.
Like, for example, Uber and Ola, or Uber, Blue Smart, or Rapido, are more driver first over rider first.
What Rapido is doing in the same case, right? Ki bhai, main driver ko super khush rakhunga. Like, finally, we are evolving to genuine marketplaces where supply ko khush rakho. Yaar, demand aana hi aana hai. Pehle na question tha India mein ki TAM hai, demand hai, nahi hai. Abhi sabko dikh raha hai, demand hi demand hai. Ab wo prove ho gaya hai. Actually, now you should see lot more evolution of more merchant backward platforms that solve for supply. Because supply solve karoge to demand hai yaar.
Commission structure mein, we are going to Southeast Asia, China away. Ki zero commission lagao, bhai baki tum ads right idhar udhar se banao paise.
Yeah.
Keep it lean, keep it tech heavy.
And logistics.
Massive opportunity hai ye.
Right, so if somebody thinks about the flywheel and says, ki yaar, what are the critical components, can we, how do we accelerate this flywheel? So answer aayega, usme one of that is Revant what said, ki kuch commoditize karo aur
uncatchable ho jaoge phir to.
It's not just uncatchable. Actually, you will You will discover the market. You will discover the true market. The true market will get discovered with that. Abhi bhi, I think we are scratching the surface on a lot of the India market as such.
But
yeah.
Interesting.